Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more. The Ford F-150 truck helps you get the job done in the smartest way possible. New features like the available Pro Access tailgate improves access to bed and cargo, including when towing a trailer, so it's easier to load in tight spaces. Tough this smart can only be called F-150. Find your local Ford dealer at Ford.com. Pro Access tailgate available starting spring 2024. See owner's manual for important operating instructions.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Yo, what's going on, Busted Open Nation? And thank you for tuning in to the latest edition of the Busted Open Podcast. On a Saturday, Mark Henry, Bully Ray, Hall of Fame and Pain. We got a good one on tap. John Moxley, Wheeler Yuta from Rampage. What a freaking match. Can't wait to get Mark Henry's take on it. The return of Lacey Evans to SmackDown. We like a little bit of reality, and the Marine gave us just that. Plus, me and Mark go head-to-head, back and forth with our weekly winner. Who wins this week on the Busted Open Podcast? Mark, I loved what I heard from Lacey last night because this is what I wanted from the beginning. I know they gave her a gimmicky character when she first came up to the main roster. They gave her the whole Southern Belle and the accent and the cutesy dress and like the 50s style pinup model, yada, yada. But when you force feed somebody down my throat, like you want me to hate a single mom who's also a Marine. Let's just take those two things. Single mom and a Marine. You're looking at me all. She's not a single mom.
She's not a single
mom. No, I'm sorry. My bad. She's not. Her mom, she was raised by a single mom, right?
Right. She was raised by.
Raised by a single mom. Lacey, in her own right, is a mom. And oh, by the way, she's a Marine also. Like, when I know that story, and the WWE has told us little bits of that story in the past, I can't hate a person, especially a Marine. Now they're back. In my eyes, they're on a good track with her. What did you think of the promo? What do you think, you know, is sky the limit for her right now? What do you think of Lacey?
I thought it was everything. And when I say that, I mean, for the culture, everything, meaning it was all I wanted. Because just like you, it was hard for me to hate her. Because when she was at NXT, the first thing that I said to Bianca Belair, I need you to go to Lacey Evans, whisper in her ear, Mark Henry said to work with me, please. And she called me that night and said, hey, who's the girl? And I was like, she's one of the ones that I know will outwork everybody there. And she said, I'll see. And she's the one that helped Bianca get to the level that she's gotten to. And I can't wait for her to come back, get her shit in, and be the one to say, hey, remember all the times I worked with you? Remember all the times that I pushed you? That I put you through drill camp? It's time to give that favor back and get her a shot at that title down the road. I taught you a lot, but I ain't teach you everything. And those are the kind of stories that can make something more than what it already is. Because before Bianca Belair, Lacey Evans had that spot. And now she's going to have to defend herself keeping that spot because Lacey's back. Lacey is that damn good.
How did Lacey help Bianca in NXT?
Getting in the ring with her and pushing her before she was ready. It's just like all of us. There's always.
Did you have something? Did you have something to do with Lacey coming in also?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. But you just. But knew
I would
her?
Go. I would go to the camps, and I would see how hard she worked, and I was like, I know that if Bianca can go and work with her, she's going to be fine, because Lacey was not going to let nobody there outwork her, including all the guys. There was nobody that's going to outrun her, outlift her, put in more hours. She got there first. She left there late. She was the one. I knew that that's all Bianca needed. So that's what good coaching is. You put people that you want to succeed with people that are already successful.
Why do you think that Lacey hasn't achieved the same level of success as Bianca?
I think that the gimmick was what was holding her back. Now that she's coming back as Lacey Evans, former Marine, mom, former champion, and established already pro wrestler, there's nothing stopping her from being the world champion. Nothing. The gimmick can't hold her back no more.
Do you think they embrace the military background? Do you think that becomes the foundation of her? It's not a gimmick, but her gimmick moving forward. Does she become like almost a modern day
Sergeant Slaughter?
That you just took the words right out of my mouth. Sergeant I was going to say a modern day female Sergeant Slaughter.
Come here, maggot, and go in. And there's nobody that's gonna disrespect her. Can you disrespect the military? No, Vince not gonna allow that. For whatever people say negative about Vince, like he supported our military more than anybody I ever met.
Ooh, what? Hell yeah.
Hoorah.
Yeah, I want to see them embrace all of these great qualities that she has, because I respect her, not as a woman, as a human being, for everything that she has done. All the effort that she puts into her family, into her marriage, into her children, into her career.
How she had her last baby?
No.
At home.
She did it all herself?
She didn't go to the hospital.
That's badass.
They got a big, giant tub like you see at the feed stores.
Old school.
Old school childbirth. They cut the umbilical cord. They did it.
Wow.
They soldiers, man, like real people. I ain't built like that. I'm not Warriors. Built like that. Me and my wife, we going to the hospital. I'm telling you. You know, I'm very frail and weak when it comes to stuff like that. You know I got a weak stomach. Not as bad as Jerry Briscoe, but pretty bad.
So if they gave you a pair of scissors, you couldn't cut the cord?
Oh, no, I couldn't do it. I couldn't be in there. I would faint, and the first thing that would hit the ground would be my head and shoulder blades. No, I couldn't do it. I never was in both kids. I was in the waiting room with a cigar in my hand, like, is it over? And yeah, baby's here. Is it a boy or a girl? It's a boy. It's a girl. Healthy? 10 fingers, 10 toes? Yep.
We're good.
Let me go outside and light this bad boy up. That was me. Old school, traditional dad. I couldn't do it, Bully. Lacey Evans and her husband and her daughter were there around the tub when the baby came into the world. I couldn't. They different people. That's his level of strength that you think some fly-by-night, run-of-the-mill wrestler is going to be able to stand toe-to-toe with that woman? Get out of here. You better tell the right story. Let her get her shit in, because I'm not looking at nobody but the top five women, top six women at WWE. That's it. Nobody else. No disrespect to y'all. Y'all great. Good job. But Becky Lynch, Bianca Belair, give me Asuka when she comes back, because Asuka is a monster. I miss her. I really do. I want to see her in there with Ronda. Don't think for one second that she's going to shy away from it. I love this woman. I talk to her. And there's very few people that you hear me co-sign like this for, right?
Right.
She for real, Bully.
You just brought up Asuka's name. We haven't seen Asuka for a while. I'm not quite sure when we're going to see her. Do you believe that they've lost faith in her?
If they did, it's their fault. Because when she came in, she was not the same Asuka that left. The Asuka that left, you know, I would show the Rocky videos of Asuka training. I would show her in the dojo with the young girls. I would show her working out with the intent on coming back, and her looking in the mirror and seeing a video playing of all the success that she had and what she looked like when she had that success. And that's all you need.
I'd give her the Kill Bill treatment. I would do vignettes with her for weeks after weeks, where she had to go see Pai Mei to become the warrior again. And if Minoru Suzuki was...
Gone, man.
If Minoru Suzuki...
You just got me fired up over here.
You turn her... You kill Bill it with her. And then you get Minoru Suzuki, who was responsible for some of her training. Minoru Suzuki beat the shit out of Asuka one night in a wrestling ring in front of a crowd. Beat the shit out of her. Over there, it was acceptable in Japan. But Minoru Suzuki is that Pai Mei that Asuka would have to go to. And let's get Asuka back to the Asuka that we were familiar with. That Asuka who went into WrestleMania undefeated against Charlotte. That bad mother trucker that she was. I just think she's been gone for so long. Like, I don't know how you bring her back or if they've lost faith in her. I think me and you would like to see her back on track. I want to get back to Lacey real quick and ask you a question. If they do embrace the Marine gimmick, the military background, do you think wrestling fans would be cool with, or do you think the WWE would ever go with a stereotypical gimmick such as Sergeant Slaughter versus the Iron Sheik, or La Resistance when they were doing the anti-American or the un-Americans? Do you think a storyline like that could work?
No, the respect of a soldier is honor, and you build it around honor. She can come to the ring with the fanfare of the horns and the military, all of the bells and whistles. She can hand people a coin. You know how when we used to do the handshake tours and they would have this coin in their hand and they would shake your hand and pass the coin to you? Make it a respect about the coin. Tell the story. Have WWE insignia on one side and have the military logo on the other side. And everybody can get one of those coins. You know, there's some people that's not going to want to shake a hand. You know the ass whooping that person is going to get?
Little bit.
And the person that does take the coin and they hand that coin to the referee, and the referee puts that in his pocket, or they put it on a flag, on a napkin that looks like red, white, and blue. And after the match, win, lose, or draw, you shake her damn hand, you get your napkin with the coin in it, wave it at her, and walk the hell out of there. Like, make it a process. Like, that's you know, you Bully, I'm a storyteller. I want to come up with something that everybody's going to definitively agree on. If there's doubt or I don't know, then I don't want to do it, because then that means we're going to half-ass do it. I want to be all the way in, and until they figure out how to do it all the way in, don't do it.
You know, you just talked about you want to do a promo or a match, something where everybody understands it, everybody's on board, it's easy to understand, easy to digest, right? All that stuff. It's idiot proof. I don't know why this idea just jumped into my mind, but remember the promo that Cody did with Anthony Ogogo, the very pro-America promo?
Yeah.
Would you have done that promo? Would you have gone in that direction? Because some people aren't as on board with America patriotic. As others are. Huh?
There's a lot of people that's not patriotic.
Patriotic, correct.
And if you want to do it like that, you have to make sure that everybody is on board with it. And I feel like in the time that we're in right now, you don't have a lot of military shows on TV right now. There's no war right now that's dealing with the USA and with America. So having somebody out of wartime doing something patriotic, I think would be really, really good, because there will be no negative issue brought to it.
Hey, everyone, this is Kirk Morrison.
This is Greg McElroy.
And this is Nate Burleson. With the 2020 NFL season finally upon us, we're excited to announce 3 new NFL podcasts from SiriusXM.
On Total Coverage, we'll explore the hows and the whys behind the week's biggest results.
On Inside the Pocket, we will go under the helmet for all the quarterbacks in the NFL.
And on 17 Weeks, Jamal Adams, Emmanuel Sanders, and Eric Ebron will discuss the latest NFL stories straight from the locker room.
New episodes of all 3 podcasts will be available every week on the SiriusXM app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mark, I know we want to get right into it because there's so much. So I'm just going to throw this at you. Broad stroke, what stuck out to you the most this week or last night? And what one in particular thing, match, segment, person, do you want to talk about first today?
Well, I'm number one, John Moxley, Will Ouda. Tremendous storytelling. I watched my son watch the match. I saw the match, and I was, like, really impressed with Yuta's energy, like his desire to be great. All Jacob saw was one exciting moment after another, and he kept turning with his mouth open and going, "What?" He kept doing that. He did that like 4 times. And that was about 4 or 5 times in a match where you get that type of feeling. It was an unbelievable match. And Wheeler Yuta, not only did it put him on the map, but it established him as a guy that has a level of toughness and resolve that going forward, everybody that works with him should know that that's what the standard is. That's what the standard is.
Mark, first and foremost, I love the name Blackpool Combat Club, the BCC. I think it sounds badass. I think the 3 of them so far, Regal, Moxley, and Danielson, are doing a good job establishing this ultra-physical, almost Fight Club-esque group. What do you think of them so far?
I think it's amazing. I really love the fact that last night Yuta took the blood off his face and put BCC on his chest. And you're welcome, Yuta. Your shirt next week. You should come out with a white shirt with blood speckles all over it, and it should have in your handprint the way the blood smear BCC on it. You'll sell 10,000 of those shirts in a week, because I will buy one. And I know if I'm willing to put my money on it, Everybody else will too, because it's a part of the fabric of what happened last night. And everybody wants to be a part of greatness. And that was great. He had a great moment in wrestling. I'm telling you, Bully, like, the BCC is going to be the new NWO.
Wow, that's a hot take. Really?
Write it down. Take a picture. Fax it. Smoke signals. Whatever the hell you want to do with it. The BCC is going to be the new big thing in wrestling. Because it's becoming that. Brother said, man, what about having some more Joe in there? What about having this guy or that guy? There's no faction in pro wrestling right now that's doing numbers like those, the big ones. New Day was the closest thing, and look what happened to them. Look what they did to them. They broke them up. They're not in the limelight anymore. Like, what other faction in pro wrestling is shining that's just taking the world by storm? Nobody.
The only one that comes to mind as far as a faction is concerned is the Bloodline with Roman and the Usos and Heyman.
Right. Well, I mean, you can call, yeah, that's they're a faction, but it's mostly Roman Reigns centric.
Sure, it's Roman Reigns and the backups.
Right.
Yeah.
This is not that. NWO was not Roman Reigns and the Raidettes. That they had monsters in that faction. Every guy could be the main event every week. That's what the BCC could be. Now you got Brian. Now you got Mox. You can have Yuta. You can have Joe. Like, what? I mean, you know how much Regal loves Joe. There's a lot that can be done, I'm saying. And it's just a matter of who's going to be that person.
I personally don't like the idea of Joe or Punk, and that's what the caller said, in this faction.
I mention Punk.
I love Yuta. I love a younger guy who's got to pay his dues and get his ass handed to him by the rest of the BCC before he gets accepted into it. It's an exclusive fight club. That's what I like about it. And the idea about the t-shirt, if AEW was smart, they would release that t-shirt as quick as possible. A white t-shirt with blood splattered BCC written across it. Because I agree with you. I think that definitely will sell. When it comes to Regal, what do you think the number one thing Regal brings to the table for veterans like a Moxley or a Daniel Bryan? Bryan Danielson, whatever.
You know what? I think that pro wrestling has gotten to the point, Bully, where people look at it as a nighttime soap opera. They look at it like it's Guiding Light, Young and the Restless. That's not the way wrestling was when we were kids. When we were kids, it was a contest. It was a fight. Man, y'all watching the fights tonight? Nobody was talking about boxing. It was talking about wrestling. I feel like I'm 10 years old when I watch the BCC. Excuse me. When I watch Bryan Danielson and Moxley and Regal, I know somebody's finna get their ass whooped. I can hear my music play. There's going to be some wig splitting. There's going to be a battle of attrition. Can you recover so you can have some fight left in you? It's not always about the win. It's about how you fight. And Yuta stepped up to the, I mean, God dang it, man. Like last night, that was really, really impressive. He did a hell of a job. He should be proud of himself.
Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn could be in your hands today with EarnIn. EarnIn is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the EarnIn app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Download EarnIn today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type in Busted Open under podcast when you sign up. Busted Open under podcast. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank. Subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Hey everyone, this is former NFL linebacker and current SiriusXM NFL radio host Kirk Morrison, and I'm here to tell you about my new podcast, Total Coverage. Each week, I'll be joined by some of the greatest minds in the game as we explore the hows and the whys behind the week's biggest results. Whether we're breaking down player techniques, game plans, or coaching philosophies, we'll explain the details that define our favorite performances. New episodes will be available every Tuesday on the SiriusXM app, Pandora, and Apple Podcasts.
The landscape of pro wrestling is evolving, which means more options for fans.
So many activities!
What was the best show this week?
If you ain't first, you're last.
The week's over, so get over. This is the Busted Open Weekly Winner.
Back here on Busted Open, Mark Henry, Bully Ray, Hall of Fame in Pain, Saturday. And it's that time in the show. I see people argue about this segment on the old Twitter machine every single week. I can't believe Mark Henry picked this show. I can't believe Ryan McKinnell picked this show. It's an opinion, people. As fans, we have opinions on which show we liked best. Mark, I love the way you break down Weekly Winner. The floor is yours, my friend.
You know what, man? Like, sometimes we've done this multiple times, Ryan and I, when we started doing Weekly Winner. And we would start on Monday, and we'll talk about, like, what was hot. And there was always a difference of opinion or whatever. Bully, it's not that this week. That's not the way it is. I think from what we said earlier in the show that we both know who the weekly winner is. And I think everybody in the world of wrestling knows who the weekly winner is. I'm gonna gloss over everything else and then we can backtrack from the top. I'm going straight to it. My weekly winner was Rampage because, and I'm going to tell you why. How often do you get a show? Not much fanfare, not much talking, almost no talk. All you hear is the announcer, the front desk, and they say, "Coming to the ring, Bryan Danielson." And you do the introduction, and you get Bryan Danielson and Trent Beretta, hell of a match. The BCC in full effect, starting it off. And everybody loves it when you send Hook. And you see Hook, and you get him, you get that big pop, and then you get Danhausen trying to curse him. And he's like, yeah, whatever. I don't believe in none of this crap. And he keeps walking. Danhausen's like, why is my shit not working? I'm trying to, what is going on? Like, you get this entertaining comedy that you did not expect. And, you know, you get to see Sammy Guevara, but you didn't get to see him really, like, put the work in that we used to seeing Sammy put in. But they're furthering that angle along. What's going to happen next? And that's always good to get what you want out of pro wrestling, to tell the story of where everything is going to go, because you don't want to be lost. Like, well, I didn't get that. So I love the explanation that was given. Also, Swerve Strickland and QT, like, quality wrestling, great storytelling, and I felt like for the first time, QT had a match where he didn't need all the bells and whistles. He didn't need the other guys around. It was him and Swerve. And they did a hell of a job, and I really enjoyed it. And last and finally, not least, John Moxley and Wheeler Yuta. The match of the week in pro wrestling. The storytelling match of the week in pro wrestling. The most done in the week of getting somebody over and having somebody go over that deserves it. But more than anything, you build something that's a viable commodity going forward. And I would have to say that all of that happened in one show. And normally it's the whole week of pro wrestling where you have to get that done. But that's not what happened. I what say you about Rampage, and if you agree or disagree?
I agree with everything that you said about Rampage. And I wanted, not that I wanted, my first inclination this week was going to be to give it to Dynamite. But the tables match was entirely too confusing to me, so I couldn't do it. Although the main event between FTR and the Bucks, I loved.
Wow.
Loved
second
it.
Best match of the week.
See, when I do weekly winner mark, I look at it differently than you and Ryan do. I pick the one match that stuck out to me the most, and I let that be the flagship for the entire show. I don't look at the entire show as a whole. It's like, what one match from any one show really stood out to me? That's my weekly winner.
But we've done that before, and sometimes you have three matches that were really quality matches, but the other show had the one match that was better than everything, and it was just hard for me to, in all honesty, to give that to that one show, especially if we talked about rules and criterias. I like title changes. I like surprises, like somebody returning, like Lacey Evans coming back, and there being a match, or there being not just an interview, but like when you get something like that, then you got to say, okay, there's another thing in there that gives you another option of why you give them. No show gave me that. No show. Not on Monday. I love seeing Lacey come back, but it wasn't in a match. It wasn't in a run-in. And all of the things that happened, I mean, if you're giving out second and thirds, but they're in weekly winner, there is no second and third.
If you ain't first, you're last.
If you're not first, you're last. And I had to give that because of Wheeler Yuta and Moxley. It bookend. You start with Bryan Danielson and anybody. But the fact that he had Trent Beretta, who was able to counter multiple times things that Daniel did. Multiple times. Had him in jeopardy. Had him in spots where he should have capitalized, but didn't for whatever reason. The time is going to come when these young guys stop. I can't so much say that they're going to stop paying too much respect, because you want to pay respect to people in every match. But I at one point in my career, Bully, I stopped watching the people that I like to watch work, and I started trying to beat them. And I think that Trent is one of those guys that's starting to come out of that fog of, oh, that's Bryan Danielson. He's starting to come out of the fog. And when he does, Trent Barretta is going to be a player. He already is. He just happened to be in the ring with arguably the number one guy in the company.
I had those type of moments happen to me late in my career when I got to work
with Hulk. With who?
With Hulk and Sting.
Hmm. You was watching them.
I watched them my whole life. And then all of a sudden I was in the ring with them, and I went for Hogan's jugular every single night. I had that microphone, and Mark, I'll never forget, he had his sunglasses on one day in the ring during a promo. Hulk likes to wear his sunglasses, and I said, I dare you to take off your glasses and look me eye to eye. He wouldn't do it. I went right for his jugular because I wanted to work up to the level, just like you're talking about Trent, working up to the level of a Bryan Danielson. You're not watching Bryan Danielson anymore. You're in the ring with Bryan Danielson. You're going to work up. You're not. Oh, it's Bryan Danielson. I'm so humble. It's so nice to see you. It's like, hey, man, I'm Trent Barretta, and I'm going to give you the best match of your life right now. That's the way
You go back and you look at Mark Henry Goldberg.
Yep.
Mark Henry Kurt Angle. Mark Henry Shawn Michaels. Mark Henry Undertaker. Brother, I love watching all of those people. Ric Flair, I love watching them. But you look at my eyes when I'm in the ring with them. Goldberg never had a match over 5 minutes, 4 minutes at WCW. And he came and they thought, hey, I want to see how this goes. You can do whatever you want to. Word? Anything? Yeah. How long you want? I had never been asked. How long you want? 15? Yes. Okay, go get it.
Love it.
And we went 12. We went under. But Goldberg had never been more than 4 or 5.
He took him into deep water.
And homework, guys. Tweet me out. Tell me what you thought about it. You can star rate it, do whatever you want to. I don't care. It was good. Shit was good. And both people got over. He went over, but I got over. And in most cases, our young guys, you know who the number one guy right now, Steiner's kid.
And I was going to give the...
In the so whole I world of pro wrestling.
I didn't give you my weekly winner yet, by the way.
Okay.
I'm giving...
Let me touch on this Steiner thing.
Go ahead.
I don't care if he wins or loses. Every match that he has, I want to see him get over.
Yep.
He wrestled Dolph Ziggler. Dolph went over, but what? He got over.
Bron Breakker's been getting over.
Bron Breakker has got to keep doing that. And then you're going to look down the road. It's going to be 5 years of matches, and all you're going to see is success, success, success. Oh, he lost that match, but did you see what he did in that match? That's what it's all about. And I feel like Braun is one of those guys that he's got enough time to really establish himself over the next 5 years, but it's not going to be right now.
I tell you what, I gave NXT honorable mention this week just because of the Bron Breakker Gunther match. Gunther beat the shit out of Bron Breakker. That was good for Steiner because he got his ass kicked a little bit.
He fired up a couple of times too.
Yeah. You need to get your ass kicked in that ring a little bit. So honorable mention to NXT, honorable mention to Dynamite, but much like you, it was impossible to disregard Wheeler Yuta and John Moxley. I love the match. I really did.
You know what you said?
Yeah, it was impossible.
Wheeler Yuta, John Moxley, not John Moxley, Wheeler Yuta. Wheeler Yuta showed his, you know, like there's an old saying in East Texas, oh, he showed his ass. Wheeler Yuta went out there and pulled his pants down and mooned the world last night.
He might be coming.
I was impressed.
But with what's going on with Wheeler, they're positioning him to become as over as Moxley or Danielson in a snap of a finger because what he's done over the past 4 weeks. And I did hear a clip of him. I heard a snippet of the show yesterday, and I heard him, and I liked him very much on the show with you and Dave. I thought he was well-spoken.
Yeah, he was.
So,
and he's not scared. Like, that's what we just talked
about. If you
get
bitch slapped by William Regal as hard as William Regal bitch slapped him, you shouldn't be scared of anything.
No. It's time to step up and stop looking at the stars. If
that was me or you who hit Wheeler Yuta that hard, they would have said we were taking liberties with him.
Yeah. And you look at you can look at right now what happened with Regal. Regal, did you notice Regal's face when he came in the ring? Regal was like, "Oh, I'm finna punch kick you right in the face." And it was like a collective understanding with action. No words. Danielson, Moxley, they're looking at him like, "You know what? Damn it. You did all right." And Regal looked at him and was like, Yeah, kid. I can't do it. You did good. Tell the story with your face.
Remember when Vince had us all in a room and he said, "This is where you make your money," and he started to do the Vogue? He started voguing like Madonna in the video. He said, "This is where we make our money." And it's the truth. And what you just pointed out is a prime example. Regal does not have to say a word. His facials do the talking. You know what he's thinking. You know how he's feeling just by the expressions on his face. Regal, in my eyes, criminally underrated when it comes to being an entertainer who can tell a story. And it doesn't have to be in the ring. Listen, Regal in the ring isn't like modern deciding. You're not going to see Regal doing the super kicks in it. He never had to.
It was everything
else about him. So I love the name Blackpool Combat Club. I think it's a great merchandise thing. I think the right guys are in it. I love the fact that Regal's involved. Good stuff. Weekly winner, me and Mark Henry agree, goes to AEW Rampage. Going to take another break. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in on this Saturday. Thank you for hitting us up on the old Twitter machine.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. The producer is Gabby Laspisa. The associate producer is Andre Viola. Sound design by Neri Bailon. Special thanks to SiriusXM Senior Vice President of Sports Programming and Podcasting, the legendary Steve Cohen, and SiriusXM Fight Nation Program Director, Mother Marissa Rivas.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.